how to make money with news online back then. 30 years later, still haven't quite worked it out yet. So, because the problem is, as you all probably know from Paul's course, is that a lot of the tools we use nowadays, as you've been using Tumblr, Twitter, Posterous, blogs, etc., they're all free. You can use them for free. So you can effectively set up a news distribution model with free tools, which is what I've done in Rwanda. Whatever tools you're using, the key drivers for getting people to come and see what you're publishing are, as I'm sure you know, keywords, tags, use of tags, linking to other sites, and also if you're using Twitter in particular, the use of hashtags as well. This all helps bring people towards your site. So these are the main drivers I'm using across a number of tools. Now, before I set up the website I created, which I called Kigali Wire — Kigali is the capital of Rwanda, Wire implicates a kind of new news service — before I did all of that, I had to check the presence on the net for the name I wanted to use. So I went to a simple site called Namecheck, without an E and a C, .com, and you can put in the name you want to use, so I put in BBC News there, and just see across a range of sites if that name has already been taken anywhere else. So you might have what you think is a really cool name, but if it's already taken somewhere else, somebody's already got a bit of your space, your potential space on the net. So it's very important to have a unique name on the net if you want to publish, across a range of sites. So basically you're branding yourself effectively. So namecheck.com is a good place to start that process. Secondly, it pays to be transparent. Now, using something like Posterous or Tumblr, it's very easy to blog the backstory of what you're planning to do, what your idea is. So here I've used a Tumblr just to put up the idea I've got, how much it's going to cost me, and the equipment, etc., etc. So you can blog the backstory to make the whole process of what you're doing transparent. Also, it can bring people into the process, so they can see, maybe they're interested in getting in touch with you just because of the idea that you have, okay? Or your way of thinking, they find quite interesting. Also, when I was at school, quite a few years before you guys, I had a thing called a rough book. Do you still have rough books at school? No?
They do in secondary
school. Oh, right, okay. Well, we had one at secondary. I'm glad that you still got them. But I still have a rough book for my work now. So even though a lot of my work is digital, I do a lot of my thinking on paper. But the thing is, it's very easy to just scan what you were thinking at a particular moment in time and put it onto an online rough book. It might not be that useful for you later down the line, but maybe somebody who's looking at the processes you're working on might find it interesting. And again, might be able to engage with people with similar ideas. And it's very, very quick and easy to do, just to put up, to be transparent about what you're doing and who you are. Now, a little bit about the context about